This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz took center stage last night at the latest GOP presidential debate. Cruz showed some agreement with Trump's position questioning the safety of allowing some immigrants into the country.
We will not let in refugees from countries controlled by ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Trump has drawn criticism for suggesting a temporary ban on all Muslim refugees. Marco Rubio scored some points with conservatives by challenging the president's latest executive action aimed against those who buy and sell at gun shows.
Criminals don't buy their guns from a gun show. They don't buy their guns from a collector. And they don't buy their guns from a gun store. They steal them. They get them on the black market. And let me tell you, ISIS and terrorists do not get their guns from a gun show.
A 911 call recording reveals Olympic gold medalist skier Peekaboo Street told police that her father attacked her during a fight at her Utah home back in December. Street could be heard in the recording released yesterday saying her dad, Roland Street, pulled her hair before she put him down the stairs. She's now accused of assault. NASA is adding a third company to its short list of space station suppliers. Ellen Ochoa is director of NASA's Johnson Space Center.
We are announcing the next chapter in the public-private partnership with American companies.
Space Station Program Manager Kirk Shireman says that it is important to add to the list of of companies that can resupply the space station.
It's very, very important that we continue on the work that we're doing on ISS, and these contracts will enable us to do that.
NASA says Sierra Nevada Corporation will join SpaceX and Orbital ATK in launching cargo flights to the space station for a contract of at least 5 years starting in 2019. Three government reports due out today. The Commerce Department releases retail sales data for December and business inventories for November. The Labor Department set to release the producer price index for the month of December. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values with 1,020 points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10, limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tries to downplay the possibility that the GOP presidential convention this summer may be contested. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
A brokered convention is extremely rare. In fact, the last one happened more than 4 decades ago. But Republicans will have to confront that possibility if none of the remaining GOP presidential candidates captures a majority of delegates. Speaking to the Hill newspaper at the GOP retreat in Baltimore, House Speaker Paul Ryan said discussing the possibility of a contested GOP presidential convention is, in his words, ridiculous. At the same time, though, he could not say with certainty that a brokered convention would not occur. Ryan might have to confront that issue head-on. As House Speaker, he's also chairman of the Republican National Convention. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Chinese companies continue to be on a buying spree abroad. The latest is Haier Group, the world's biggest home appliance maker, which is buying General Electric's appliance business for $5.4 billion. Breaking news.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, we're back with you, America. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and as I said before, Joel Rosenberg is going to be with us, and he is here. New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books. He's become known for predicting coming events in his fiction books, including 9/11-style attacks, predicted the plane that would fly into the building in Denver. He's a former writer for Rush Limbaugh, former campaign manager for Steve Forbes, a dual citizen in U.S. and Israel. Joel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Bill. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. You know, your perspective with you now based in Israel. In fact, I'm going to join you there. I'll be there next week.
Great.
With a bunch of pastors from Kufi, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be my first time to Israel, so we're going to be on quite
Thank
the
you
tour.
For coming.
Yeah,
well, it's, we're going. I'm actually in Manhattan at the moment. But
oh, okay. All right.
Going.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new book, The First Hostage. You know, with you, the way you write your books, you know, I was bragging about you earlier. I said, he has such a prescient perspective that your books come off and next thing you know, the headlines are following. And, you know, and I'm going, okay, are we going to have The First Hostage as a headline coming soon to America?
I pray to God that we do not. As this novel begins, this novel, The First Hostage, it's fiction. It's a political thriller, but it is about a worst case scenario, and that is what if the Islamic State plotted the ultimate capture of the ultimate hostage, the President of the United States, to disrupt, to attack a Middle East peace summit where the president would be, you know, would be hosting it, and then begin to not only capture him but threaten to behead him if certain demands aren't met. I mean, that is just a horrifying circumstance, a situation. Now, The First Hostage, which just was released, it's a sequel to the novel that came out last January, the first in this series called The Third Target. And
right.
That novel begins with this New York Times reporter, J.B. Collins, who hears a rumor that ISIS is planning some horrific attack somewhere, but he is trying to figure out who these guys are, what they want, where they're going to attack. And that was book one. And this picks up, The First Hostage picks up 6 seconds after the cliffhanger ending of The Third Target. But God forbid this anything like this happens.
Right. Some people would say, why is Joel giving the enemy some ideas? Well, I would say to you, don't think that the enemy hasn't thought about this. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the possibilities of planes being hijacked and taken into buildings in New York was maybe a very far-fetched idea. And look what happened. Reality finally struck.
Well, that's right. Yes, my first novel was about radical Muslims hijacking a jet plane, flying it into an American city. Now, I wrote that 9 months before September 11th, but it wasn't published. I was finishing it on the morning of 9/11, 2001, in Washington, D.C., where my wife and kids and I were living at that time. In fact, as I was on the second to last chapter of that first novel I'd ever written. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, Flight 77 from American Airlines was being hijacked at the airport 15 minutes from our house, turned around, flown over our house, and into the Pentagon. So I am not trying to predict specific events, and I am I'm certainly not trying to aid and abet an enemy. Mm. I have studied radical Islam since I went to Israel to study in 1987. I worked for Prime Minister Netanyahu, for other U.S. and Israeli leaders. I've traveled to Iraq 4 times, to Afghanistan, lived in Egypt with my family for 3 months. I've been writing about this, thinking about this, studying this, talking to former terrorists. I've been talking to arrested terrorists. I've been talking to former CIA directors, and even the Prime Minister of Jordan last year, trying to understand the mindset of people who want to destroy us and trying to write novels to help. First of all, to entertain, admittedly.
Right.
I want to keep people up all night till I get curses from them by Twitter at 5 or 6 in the morning saying, I've been up all night, I got to go to work in an hour, you're killing me here.
Yes.
That's what I want. But
right.
Also, to help people imagine a world that could exist if our leaders don't understand the threat that we face.
Well, and that's the whole scenario here, Joel, is you are, in a sense, even though you're doing it in an entertaining way, you are really grabbing a hold of people's minds and shoulders and shaking them and saying, look it, we have a clear and present danger here, and sticking your head in the sand is not the answer.
Well, that's right. And I think that what concerns me enormously is we have a president of the United States right now who believes he understands Islam better than any American president in history and clearly does not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there are people who call the president a Muslim. I don't go there, but I do believe that, you know, having come from a Muslim background, been raised for a while in a Muslim country, Indonesia, he believes he understands it better than the rest of us. But what are we watching? We're watching America losing to radical Islam. And worse, it's not just the president won't even acknowledge, he won't even define it as radical Islam. And how do you defeat an enemy that you refuse to define? But it's worse than that.
Mm.
As this novel, The First Hostage, examines and imagines, radical Islam is bad, but apocalyptic Islam, as I call it, is worse.
Yes.
What do I mean? Radical Islam is like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Taliban. These are people who want to use violence to get us to leave the Middle East, what they call their holy land.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll attack us to try to get us to be exhausted, tired, and defeated, and to leave their part of the world. That's radical Islam. Apocalyptic Islam is worse. They don't want to simply attack us. They want to annihilate us. That's the words they use. So they want chemical weapons. They want nuclear weapons. They want long-range ballistic missiles. They want to commit genocide. Why? Because they believe they're not just trying to get rid of us in a certain part of the world. They want a global Islamic kingdom or
exactly.
a caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
They're driven by what they believe are Islamic prophecies about the end of the world, and they're actually trying to bring about the end of the world as we know it. This is infinitely more dangerous. And yet the current president, and I would add the two front runners in the presidential campaign, none of the three of them understand this.
Exactly. And Joel, you just laid it out brilliantly, and we need to, you and I have had this discussion before and relevant to the apocalyptic Islam, and I like the way you put that in perspective from radical to apocalyptic, that we're not talking a regional caliphate anymore. We're talking a global caliphate, and this is much more threatening than we could even imagine. And as far as the president's worldview on this, I agree with you. I said whether or not he is a Muslim, clearly he was raised, he's got some awareness. You would think that the advantage would be with the United States because of that, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of advantage, and others are, agree as well. Our conversation with Joel Rosenberg, his book, The First Hostage, more from Joel right after this. Stay with us, America. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ron and then Charles quickly on a run.
Well, that was always going to be the problem. We can't trust these folks, but we do have to deal with them. And my problem with this is, in addition to missiles, something that was left off the table in the negotiations were our hostages there. We have a reporter, for example, with the Washington Post, who's still sitting in jail after we've cut a deal. And it gets down to, as it does with everything else with this administration, a question of competence and credibility. Even if you support this deal, do you really believe that this administration is going to be able to hold Iran accountable and make sure that the worst-case scenarios don't come out of this thing.
Kerry is totally oblivious to the asymmetry here. Once we say that the adherence starts today, that means that we release $150 billion and they have it, and it's not going to be reversed. It means the sanctions are lifted and the Chinese, the Europeans, and others are not going to lift them, are not going to impose them again. On the other hand, we know they've been doing the missiles illegally, and we have no idea of knowing what the baseline of their uranium was with this ostentatious shipping of it abroad. If you don't know how much was held in the first place, you have no idea how much it has now. This is an administration hell-bent on doing this, and we will regret it for a generation.
Well, Joel Rosenberg is with us. We continue the conversation. Joel, you just heard Mr. Krautheimer there, Dr. Krautheimer, on Iran, and to your point, this apocalyptic Islam and this worldview that has absolutely permeated the Middle East.
Absolutely. And you had two interesting, on that clip, you have two interesting voices, Ron Fournier, the former Associated Press correspondent who covered the Clintons, who covered President Obama, and he he's definitely left center, but he's a fair guy, and he's saying that even if you agree with the deal, and you think it was a good deal, this president doesn't seem to have the capacity to keep the deal, to enforce it, rather. And, of course, Dr. Krautheimer, center-right, saying that the president is hell-bent, or I'm sorry, the Iranians are hell-bent on getting the bomb, and, again, this president doesn't seem to be to have the vision or the courage to stop Iran. This is what's so dangerous, and this is what my novel The First Hostage is about, which is what happens, what could happen if a president thinks he understands the threats that we face from radical and apocalyptic Islam, but he doesn't, and he's blindsided by an evil he does not understand. And unfortunately, we've got one more year of President Obama leading us down such a dangerous path, but the two frontrunners, Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, neither of them have demonstrated any understanding, serious understanding, of radical Islam or apocalyptic Islam. Senator Secretary Clinton supports President Obama's insane deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason the deal is insane is not because of the text. I've read the full text of the agreement. If you were making it with Denmark or the Philippines or Brazil, it's an arms control agreement. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, who are you signing the deal with? And the Iranian leadership has said repeatedly that it wants to annihilate the United States of America. And Israel.
And Israel, right.
It is building long-range ballistic missiles already in defiance of the very agreement that we just signed and other UN Security Council agreements. And if you study the end times theology that animates the Iranian leadership, you realize that, and I've studied it in depth, they want to bring about the end of the world as we know it by committing genocide against Jews and Christians, particularly annihilating the United States, so that they can hasten or accelerate the coming of their so-called Messiah, known as the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam.
Right.
If you understand that about them, you understand why this deal is insane, because it puts Iran on two pathways to nuclear weapons. Number one, if they cheat on this deal, they'll get nuclear weapons. And number two, if they don't cheat, they just wait for 10 years, then all the sanctions and restrictions are removed, and they can build hundreds of nuclear weapons, and we would have nothing to say about it.
Exactly. Well, Joel, they're on the verge of getting, billions of dollars here very shortly. And then we see what happened in North Korea. Reports are that the tentacles of Iran lead to North Korea. And we've got this report of, whether or not it's an H-bomb, an atomic bomb that they detonated. The scientists are still trying to, discern exactly what they unleashed here. But, of course, North Korea is claiming an H-bomb.
That's right. Well, that's a different novel that I wrote. That was called Dead Heat. It came out in 2008 about North Korea building an arsenal of nuclear weapons and firing four of them off of container ships at four different cities in the United States all at once during a presidential campaign year. Let's pray that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a different novel. That's
right.
Look, the world is evil, and darkness is falling, Bill. And unfortunately, under President Obama's watch, the forces of freedom are in retreat. And this is going to be an incredibly dangerous year because you've got Vladimir Putin seeing the U.S. is on retreat, so he's moving into Syria. Iran sees America in retreat, so it has allowed people to attack, storm, burn down the Saudi embassy in Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
Issue after issue, the North Koreans testing a hydrogen bomb. I mean, this is a very dangerous world,
mm-hmm.
made all the more dangerous by a president who doesn't know
right.
what he's doing.
And you haven't even mentioned China.
Choose someone who does know what he or she is doing to replace him.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I've said that experience defines preference. In this last 8 years, we've got plenty of information in terms of defining preference. And if the voter in America doesn't understand what the next president needs to know and what they need to be about, we are in serious trouble. And that's your next question, what the next president will need to know about Iran and the Islamic State.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a column for the Jerusalem Post this week. I've posted it on my blog, so it's easier to find. People go to joelrosenberg.com, and you click onto the blog section, you'll see this column. And I just walk through this distinction between radical Islam, which is dangerous enough, but apocalyptic Islam, which is even more dangerous because it's driven by people who are trying to bring about the end of the world. And what I'm talking about is the leaders of Iran and the leaders of the Islamic State. I quote them in the article. So, but that's what I'm trying to work my way through, getting to know the various presidential candidates, those who will meet with me, to brief them, to educate them, and to educate the American people. Now, one thing that's interesting, Bill, fiction, writing novels, is an interesting way to try to educate people, because
right.
people don't feel like they're being educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take them on a high speed, high octane adventure, you know, with all kinds of drama, and you pull them through a story that hopefully they can't put down even at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they are engaged emotionally as well as intellectually in a story, not in a cause or in a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as you're getting pulled through the eye, through into the story deeper and deeper, and begin caring for the characters who are living in the story, as ISIS unleashes this horrific scenario, and a president who doesn't understand what's going on finds himself, you know, literally captured by the very people that we're all warning him to go defeat. It allows people to think about things that, you know, they're not going to go buy a 900-page book on the history of radical Islam or their
right,
theology
exactly.
or
right.
eschatology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this takes them through it.
Will be that for people.
Well, and congratulations. I understand you got some good news. Latest report on the sales of the first hostage?
Yeah, we just found out it hit 21 on the USA Today bestseller list, and I'll be on the Today Show later this morning to talk about it.
Well, congratulations. Joel Rosenberg, New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books, his latest book, The First Hostage. Joel, is always good to have you with us. Be safe out there. It is 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free...
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Give you all the information and all the connections that you need to know in our over 270 markets across these United States. And now on shortwave as well around the world. Well, Alyssa Milano is with us, and she's an actress, mother, businesswoman, and philanthropist. And just like every other working parent, this mother of two faces the daily challenges of balancing the demands of career and family while also maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Alyssa Milano joins us now along with the registered dietitian and chef Diane Hendricks to share some of her favorite tips on making smarter eating choices. Alyssa, Diane, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Hey, great to have you here. Is everybody thinking, you know, hey, let's get healthy. It's a new year, time for new resolutions and all that, and let's do something different rather than turning over a new leaf and just finding an old one under it. Let's do something practical that makes sense, right, Alyssa?
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, like, I'm not big on the word diet, so anytime these resolutions come around, I always try to think of it as, like, how can I just be a healthier human?
But no, that's a great point. Alyssa, you've been busy. I mean, you've got two kids with all the things that you're doing. You know, give us an update.
Well, my kids are 4 and 16 months, and wow. Just the most delicious things ever. I love being a mom. And as far as, like, the work front, I am, you know, continuing to work on my clothing line. My show, Project Runway All-Stars, premieres in February, which is very exciting, and it's a great season. And on top of that, I've teamed up with Atkins and Diane here to help me stay on target for this next year coming up.
Well, you sound like motherhood is done well for you and for your kids. You're enjoying it quite a bit, aren't you?
I really like it. Yeah,
I can tell.
I really like it. Mm. You know what it is? It's for me. I realize that you know, everything that I thought I knew before I had kids, I knew nothing. My life. I really believe my life began once my babies were born.
Yeah. They have a way of training us, don't they?
Yes. Yes, they have a way of training us, for
those
sure.
Those little critters, let me tell you. Chef Diane, you know, let's talk about some of the favorite cooking tips and recipes that can help us eat right and be healthy, like Alyssa referred to.
Yeah, there are so many great foods out there that I really wish that people would really go back to the basics and choose a diet that is at the base of it has a wide array of vegetables, fiber-rich carbohydrates, healthy fats like olive oil, avocado, and nuts, Greek yogurt, dairy, proteins like eggs, chicken, and fish. I mean, it's really to choose the foods that are the least processed and you know, and build from there. That's a big one, too. Everything is so processed nowadays. And it's,
exactly.
It's just not good for you.
Well, I've been working toward closer to raw as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it tastes better, too.
Right. Well, there's a lifestyle out there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stick to the basics, like I just said, of eating as natural as possible, I mean, you really can't go wrong.
Well, you know, Chef Diane, the big issue, of course, is weight gain. I mean, it still sticks in people's craw every year. Look, I got to lose that 10 pounds. It's been, you know, turning into 12 and 15, but this is going to be the year. What do we need to do to eat better and to really do something about this weight gain?
Aside from, like, what I said, was to stay away from a lot of processed foods, I think cutting back on starches and sugar. I mean, as Americans, we just eat too many carbohydrates and too much sugar, whether it's in the form of eating or drinking. I mean, we drink a lot of sugared beverages. So I think cutting back on that is really a good way to kickstart the new year. I mean, really take your body really is your
and
temple.
Portion control.
Yeah.
Right.
Portion control is huge.
Yeah. You know, I've been seeing on the TV, speaking of portion control, Alyssa, I don't know if you've been incorporating this, but they have like these little containers that really help you in, you know, I guess having a good picture and a working model to manage portion control. And I've been incorporating that lately, and that's worked out pretty effectively for me. Have you seen that yourself?
I haven't used that, but I can see how it would be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you're eating good, healthy foods, you shouldn't have to concern yourself too much
right.
with portions.
Except with the carbohydrates.
If you think about it, I mean, I grew up in an, my dad's Italian, and we eat pasta all the time.
Oh,
but, I mean, now that I'm older and knowledgeable, I mean, if you take your hand and make a very closed fist,
mm-hmm.
that's almost two servings of pasta.
Wow.
Who eats that? You know? So
exactly.
when it comes to carbohydrates, you really want to just like cut way, 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 way down and then build your diet with vegetables and healthy fats and optimal proteins. And I think that's really the way to go. Because when you're eating vegetables, I mean, the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, in a household, Italian household, much the same way, like Hispanic, Mexican household, if you were only to use a fistful of pasta or refried beans, your family would be looking at you like, what is wrong with this poor child?
That's right. And that's not even a fistful. I'm talking a closed fist, like almost close your hand. That's almost two servings.
Exactly. Well, Alyssa, where can we learn more about making smarter eating choices to eat healthier?
You could go to Atkins.com. There's lots of information about the program on there and some delicious recipes and a really, really lovely community.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Chef Diane, you got, speaking of, Mexican food, you've got a great recipe here. Mexican breakfast with portobello mushrooms sounds absolutely delicious. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I actually created this recipe with Alyssa in mind because she loves portobello mushrooms and she loves, you know, turkey sausage and cheese. I mean, who doesn't? And it's got,
right.
like, a real Mexican flair. It's one of my fortes is Mexican food. So it's just a stuffed portobello mushroom with some cheddar cheese, some tomatoes, cilantro, a little spread of avocado on the bottom of the mushroom, and then topped with an egg and then baked in the oven. It is
delicious.
You could see it, you'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Alyssa. Come on, I'm getting hungry all over again here.
I know,
hey,
I'm hearing it right now.
And I love the ingredient. The ingredients are fun, too. I mean, they're just kind of fun ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but Mexican and Latin food is fun.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
You got to turn the music. You got to turn the music up, right, Alyssa?
That's right.
You got to do it. At a grill. And the Waldorf chicken lettuce wraps. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's just chicken with some walnuts, which, again, are healthy fats. Very little bit of apple just to give you that little sweetness, but you don't need a lot because a little bit goes a long way. And some mayonnaise and a little bit of some spices. And it's in a Boston lettuce or a bib lettuce wrap, which really, they're easy to pick up. And it's portable. And it's one of my favorite lunches. And it's crunchy.
I like what you're presenting here because, you know, what you're offering here is pretty easy. I mean, this is pretty simple. Lickety-split. We're not spending a lot of time. And it's healthy for you. So anytime you can have, you know, good, healthy food and it's quick to put together and it tastes great, I mean, that's a bonus. We got about a minute left. What about dinner?
Oh, dinner? We've got vegetable noodles here with my homemade pasta sauce and some turkey meatballs with a little bit of Parmesan cheese on top. That is absolutely yummy.
Delicious.
Wow. Well, Alyssa, Chef Diane, thank you so much for coming on. Alyssa, congratulations on the career, being a mommy with two kids. I mean, what a great time. And we wish you all the best, both of you, for the new year. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bill.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. I am Bill Martinez. More information, BillMartinezLive.com. That is the address. And if you want to drop me an email, I always love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Shirley is with us, president of Shirley & Bannister PR, political commentator, author of best-selling works concerning U.S. history, such as December 1941, 31 Days That Changed America and Saved the World, the Ronald Reagan books, Rendezvous with Destiny, Reagan's Revolution, and The Last Act. Craig, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Bill, very much.
Hey, interesting times. I want to reflect a bit on one Ronald Reagan, only because, boy, I'll tell you, if this country ever needed a Ronald Reagan, it is now. When you think back, what was happening, pre-Ronald Reagan with our country rather confused, kind of dancing around some socialistic ideas and social engineering that somehow just could not work. And then you have a no-nonsense, very practical man who comes to the front here, fighting the establishment tooth and nail. He comes with a conservative perspective that he just had the utmost of confidence in, that says, look, I'll fall on my sword for conservative values.
Right. It is interesting. History sometimes, I don't know if history repeats itself, but it does seem to reflect closely with the previous generations, going back to 1800, with the fight between Jefferson and Adams over the view of government, with the fight between Lincoln and Douglas over the view of government. So, and again, once again, we're having the same kind of debate over the view of the power of the individual versus the power of the state.
And Craig, I know you feel the same way as I do. I have no problem with positive dynamic tension. And by that, I mean that you have to be able to allow for those sides to have a reasonable debate,
yeah,
and come to a reasonable decision. But when you have the heavy hammer of government imposing themselves in social engineering matters, that's when we get ourselves in trouble.
Exactly. And we've seen it before where government has come close. The election of 1800, where you had the Anti-Sedition Acts, where newspaper editors were imprisoned for criticizing the U.S. government. Imagine just a few years after the American Revolution, which was about throwing off the heavy hand of royal government, once again is confronting the heavy hand of government. Abraham Lincoln imprisoned newspaper editors who wrote editorials that he didn't like. Woodrow Wilson had his own version of the Anti-Sedition Acts, which prohibited people from speaking out against their government. We haven't gone that far yet, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel is not good about, once again, government coming down too heavy on the individual's right to free speech.
may not necessarily be a light. It may be a train, Craig, as they say.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you, it's amazing, especially in light of what's happening with the Internet. You know, a radio show like ours, I mean, we are very independent. We're not beholden to anybody. And I'm grateful for that. In 270 markets, we're around the world now via shortwave as well.
So and how many times have we seen Congress advance legislation that was under, you know, that was couched under in the most comfortable, easy terms to understand, but was designed to shut down talk radio?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And there it is. You know, our First Amendment, I mean, everybody's looking at the Second Amendment, but don't forget that even though they're saying they have nothing up their sleeves, they have something up their sleeves, don't they?
Anytime you have too much concentration of power, we've seen this over 200 years, and now we see it with Obama in the White House, inevitably leads to corruption and the diminution of personal freedom. We saw it with George W. Bush, where the national government had too much power, corporate America had too much power, so they conspired, you know, to steal $100 million out of the backside of average, you know, taxpaying Americans to pay off the banks for their malfeasance and corruption. And to this date, I don't think there's ever been an investigation by the Justice Department, by Congress, by the New York State Attorney General's office into what, you know, shenanigans that Wall Street was up to and back during the last year of the Bush administration. So it's endemic. It's historic. It is as true as anything in the world, is that corruption ultimately leads to or big government, big corporations ultimately lead to corruption.
Yeah, and you want to make sure if you're corrupt, you want to do it with government, not like Bernie Madoff, because you sit in jail and you look at what's happening outside and you're going, well, what's up with this?
Well,
how is he
special? That's right. Why'd they single out me?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you say, Craig, there's so much to be understood and to look in the rearview mirror and, you know, consider Ronald Reagan's administration. And here we are, deja vu once again. And candidates, we might say even Donald Trump, could learn a lot from what Ronald Reagan did.
Absolutely. You know, Trump only has part of the equation correct. You know, he's doing well now, but really it's not with a Reagan-esque message, because Reagan didn't believe in, you know, in personally insulting his opponents. He had opponents, political opponents. He sometimes made fun of them, light fun of them, but he never got personal. Trump understands the argument, but he doesn't have really the music that Ronald Reagan understood. And Ronald Reagan was, of course, advancing an idea that had come into fruition, you know, with the American Revolution, about the power of the citizenry over the power of the government, and he was trying to reassert the power of the citizenry that had been, you know, diminishing ever since the time of the New Deal.
Mm-hmm. And I think therein lies the difference, and you said it just right, Craig, and that is that Ronald Reagan had a heart for the everyman of America.
Donald Trump,
without a doubt, I mean, he understands business, he understands how things work, but in terms of his motivation, if you know, push comes to shove, he doesn't quite, at least I'm not catching it anyway.
No, I'm not.
What I'm seeing is that he doesn't catch the heart of middle America.
Well, I think he understands half the equation. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't understand the other half. You know, that time in high school physics when I didn't fall asleep, I remember the teacher saying power could neither be destroyed nor created. It could only be moved around. Mm-hmm. And as we both know, power was moving from the citizenry to Washington, to national government, from the time of 1932 up until 1980. Reagan reversed the tide and started sending power back to the states and localities and ultimately the individual, because that's where the framers and the founders intended it to be. And Reagan understood this intellectually. He understood this at the very core of his being, that power should reside with the individual, not with the corrupt nation state.
Well,
Trump
yeah.
only understands that power is corrupting, but he doesn't understand the music of the individual and the song of personal freedom.
And how it works in the context of our U.S. Constitution. I think one of the most brilliant documents ever created by man in this modern era. And, you know, it works when it is it's guided towards we the people. Ronald Reagan understood that. Other people give it lip service, but they're not willing to, as Ronald Reagan was willing to do, take a bullet
for us
on our behalf.
Yeah, Reagan understood both the Declaration and the Constitution at the very core of his being. And it's not a coincidence that the preamble to both are etched on the walls at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California, because he really took them to heart, really intellectualized them, really believed in the power of we the people over versus national government.
Craig, you've been quite a student of one Ronald Reagan, and you know, so much now is being written. You've written a lot about him. You've gone deep, and there's, you know, certainly with this latest book, Killing Reagan, by O'Reilly. Can you clear up some of the myths here? Because O'Reilly is
I don't think
so,
I have enough time. But
well, let's just take a couple, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Pick one. Go ahead.
Reagan was after the assassination never recovered and sat up in the West Wing private residence and watched soap operas for 7.5 years, and that Nancy ran the White House, which is patently ludicrous. It is that not only have I written critically of Killing Reagan, which could also be called Killing Facts or Killing the Truth, is that Reagan's Secretary of State, George Shultz, wrote a piece in the New York Times critical of Killing Reagan. Ed Meese and John Highbush, Ed Meese's former Attorney General, John Highbush, the head of the Reagan Library and Foundation, have both written critically about this book. His political director, Frank Donatelli, his chief speechwriter, Ben Elliott, his legal counsel, A.B. Caldehaus, all these people and more have come out publicly against Killing Reagan, saying it is a pack of lies, it is a tissue of lies, it is worse than useless because it creates a false narrative that historians now have to take out the shovels and go back and clean up the mess that he's created, which is exactly what George Will wrote in two columns. He said that Bill O'Reilly has created a mess of history.
Wow. That is profound, because O'Reilly would see himself as one to document history. And
not at
to
all.
Get this
There's no documentation whatsoever. He says document. It's a falsehood. It's a patent lie. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know, you go to the back of the book and there's no documentation. There's no index. There's no bibliography. There's no list of people interviewed. There's no, it's just basically, it's made up, I think, because, frankly, Bill O'Reilly is a social climber. And what better way to climb Manhattan society than to write a book trashing Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, exactly. What about Nancy's influence? Give us perspective on that.
Well, it wasn't anything like O'Reilly suggested it was. She was, you know, his soulmate, his friend. They'd been married together by the time he passed away for 53, 54 years. She was his protector. But did he ask her about, you know, SALT II or tax cuts or whether or not to invade Grenada? No, he didn't ask her that stuff.
Right.
And O'Reilly intimates otherwise. Is that he says that Nancy was the gatekeeper to who got in the Oval Office to see Ronald Reagan, which is just patently false. She had nothing to do with his schedule. She had nothing to do with his cabinet appointments. On rare occasions, he might ask her opinion. On rare occasions, she might offer her opinion, but as if she was some type of Lady Macbeth, you know, conniving and manipulating behind the scenes. It's just wrong.
Just didn't happen. Craig Shirley, president of Shirley and Bannister PR, political commentator, author of best-selling works concerning U.S. history. Craig, as always, great to have your perspective. Thank you for being a part of the show. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.